do anything under the sun. See to it that you're re-elected by it. You let me know. And I personally, I think that's going to happen. I say that without a positive. I know it's going to happen.
Well, we are at a time, I must say, where this kind of support can be very, very meaningful.
I like how that infiltrated that thought I just said into my talk about being too blatant, you know, too obvious about it.
Sure.
Some of the things you are saying make for marvelous closes. I saw my ears. That was inspirational. They stood up on that one. It wasn't, you know, and just keep saying that.
Are you getting, are you seeing the copies of the president's talk?
Well, I was looking for
it. Sending it off to you.
I called, I think, your office to get that one. I heard that one or two talks might have had it, a July talk and another talk you had given.
Kansas.
So they sent me a batch.
That's the trouble. We always send a batch. And of course, I've got to read.
That's all right. We've got a bunch to find something.
You know, there's not more important than the clothes. Well, looking at the political scene today, in a sense, politically, and this is not said because of partisan reasons or personal reasons, but I think the mistake of virtually all of the Democratic contenders is that they're falling into this trap, and it really is a trap, figuring, well, the way you get out the incumbent is to find, is to say everything's going to hell in a half. Now, they go so far in that that they make the country look bad. So they attack our, basically our, our economy and everything else. The economic thing, of course, is the economic issue is currently attracting most of the attention of the media and naturally of the opinion makers. And the reason is that they see the foreign policy issue potentially being pulled off the cliff, which very well might happen. I can't guarantee it, but it's they're practically up the wall because of the Chinese initiative and because the Vietnam War is now off the pages and it's coming to an end, and they know damn well more is going on than in the papers. I can assure you there is. But nevertheless, they see all that, and they see also the cool Canada's sun getting a little better in law and order issues and so forth and so on. So they look at the economy's dial, that sort of the economy's in all the shape. So it is, and its problems, it's a problem of inflation, it's a problem of unemployment. We know that those are very increased. It's rather interesting to note that. Unemployment average 6%. None of the networks we have examined paid any attention to it. None of the politicians. Depends on who's in. So now it's 5.8 and it's too high. It's got to get, we get below 5. But it'll come. But the thing about the economy is really that the feeling of the country has a great effect. As you know, on the plus side of the economy, what is good about it at the present time, the main thing is good, is the whole area of what consumers are doing, not what they're saying. They talk bearishly, but they're acting rather bullish in terms of retail sales, in terms of housing, in terms of those things.
inside the unit.